Under Senator Murkowski's plan, coastal states would receive 27.5% of revenue generated from offshore energy. In Alaska, a quarter of that sum would go to coastal boroughs, with the rest going into state coffers. Senator Murkowski says coastal states deserve the money brought in from federal waters.
We willingly want to access these resources. They provide good jobs and benefits, most certainly. But there is impact. There is undeniably impact.
From new infrastructure and traffic to oil spills, something neither she nor Senator Mary Landrieu mentioned when they unveiled their bill. Landrieu, a Democrat, represents oil-rich Louisiana. The plan creates revenue sharing of 50% for onshore renewable energy projects. Senator Murkowski says that puts renewables and fossil fuels on the same plane, because states now take home half of federal revenues for onshore oil, gas, and coal development. And the new bill would also allow states to pocket an extra 10% of the federal offshore revenue if they opt to use it to create conservation funds or invest in renewable energy. Senator Murkowski says that could raise a state's total take to 37.5%.
We want to do more to encourage the development, the research and development, the build-out of our clean energy sources. What better way to do that than to help pay for that from some of our offshore energy opportunities?
Just last week, President Obama proposed his plan to use money from offshore lease sales to encourage investment in alternative fuel cars and trucks. Including the money for conservation and renewable energy may win over some skeptical Democrats, but not all. 8 Democratic senators are circulating a letter opposing revenue sharing, saying any money generated from lease sales should go to paying down the debt, and oil spilled off the coast of one state could harm the neighboring ones. Senator Landrieu says Gulf Coast states have contributed $211 billion to the Treasury in oil and gas revenues, and that helps all states.
There are only 4 states producing that money. It's not Illinois, and it's, you know, not New Jersey. It's Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
That's a dig at Senators Dick Durbin, Bob Menendez, and Frank Lautenberg. They represent Illinois and New Jersey and signed the letter of opposition. Senator Durbin is the number 2 Democrat in the upper chamber. The bill does not call for any increased production, so overall, the federal government would earn less money if the bill became law. Congress will need to find cuts elsewhere to offset the loss of federal revenue. Both Senators Murkowski and Landrieu deferred any talk of cost to the Finance Committee, a committee neither serves on. Senator Mark Begich has introduced his own revenue-sharing bill, one that looks quite different from Senator Murkowski's. He says his plan would put more money into the local economies and native corporations and less into the state.
The key for me is going to be making sure our local communities, including tribes, are part of the equation.
Senator Begich says he thinks the two plans can be reconciled. The plan would have to pass through the Senate Energy Committee before it can be considered by the whole Senate. There's no planned committee action just yet. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.